Danish Quran-burning anti-Islam activists to hold demonstration in Sweden. By Chris Tomlinson on February 26, 2022. Danish anti-Islam politician and activist Rasmus Paludan has been granted permission to hold a demonstration in the Swedish city of Gothenburg nearly 2 years after his supporters burned a Quran in Malmö, sparking a riot. Paludan, who leads the Danish political party Stram Kurs Hardline, was granted permission to hold a demonstration in Gothenburg this Saturday in the area of Frölundatorg in the early afternoon. According to police, Paludan also sought permission to hold demonstrations in Hjalbotorg in the suburbs of Gothenburg in the center of the suburb of Angered but was denied permission, broadcaster SVT reports. We do a threat and risk assessment, the risks for him and for people who are going to listen. Then we have simply excluded Hjalbo and Angered center. Police officer Anders Borgesson told the broadcaster. We will make our own assessment in Gothenburg, based on location and opportunity. It is a fundamental right to be heard in Sweden and then we have landed in this, Borgesson added. According to Stram Kurs, the group plans to burn a copy of the Quran at the demonstration and display an image of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. In August of 2020, Stram Kurs activists set fire to a Quran in the southern Swedish city of Malmö, which led to riots later in the day. Muslim rioters attacked and injured several police officers. Several months later in December of that year, a 31-year-old man and 16s were sentenced by a Swedish court for participating in the violence. Members of Stram Kurs also set fire to a copy of the Quran in the Nokko Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby in September of 2020, leading to local police launching an investigation into the activists for incitement to racial hatred. However, in November of 2020, a Swedish prosecutor in Malmö dropped charges against a member of Paludan's group for the August Quran burning, determining that burning a copy of the Quran was not a crime in itself. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.